So I saw the quote of the Rosh Hashanah and our daf. Take a look, please, at the Rosh Hashanah. On Zion of Abbas. On the Rashi Zion of Abbas. Rashi says in the Zion of Abbas, that's the one that Rashi goes, Habalam is Stavim. Pesach Vakotchim. Look, if you recall, the Gemara said, at Pesach Vakotchim, I saw the quote of the Rosh Hashanah and our daf. Take a look, please, at the Rosh Hashanah. On Zion of Abbas. On the Rashi Zion of Abbas. Rashi says in the Zion of Abbas, that's the one Rashi goes, Habalam is Stavim. Pesach Vakotchim. Look, if you recall, the Gemara said that Pesach Vakotchim,
alright.
Well, wait, let's start with the jokes. Jokes come first. We said it's supposed to show the mils of the bdichas. So here it is. The Shem Yichud. This is the famous tshuva. He says, forget it. Before you ask me what the nusach is, why don't you ask me, should you say it at all? It's Ra Chola B'Doreinu. It's a bad sickness in our generation. Can you imagine that? The generations before never heard of this text. They didn't say it. They worked their whole lives, all their days in Torah mitzvahs. I call up your Torah, up your poskim, based on the Torah and the poskim, the classical poskim. Asher divrayim novim koramayim chayim yama talmud. Which means they base themselves on the halach itself, coming from the Gemara. Aleihem ne'emar tumas yishorim tanche. About them it is said that the perfectness of the straight, of the righteous, shall guide them. Ve'heim heim asher osu pri lemala v'gadol me'al shamayim chazdam. They did accomplish so much in the heavenly kingdom, and greater than the heavens is their accomplishment, their chesed. In our generation, that's another Yehuda. Remember, he was little talking about Shem to remember that. Ki azu es Torah Hashem, that the people left the Torah of Hashem, umekar mayim chaim, the source of living water. Shnei Talmudim Bavli v'Yerushalmi. That's where they should be learning. What they do instead? Lachzo b'hem boros nishborim. Dig for themselves, broken wells. Umisnasim berub levavam kolecha ome anochi aroa. Everyone says with their arrogance, I am the one who can see. Veli niptachu shari shamayim. I am in the gates of heaven have opened to me. Uba avuri haolam miskayim. And the world exists because of me. Elohim achrive hador. These are the destroyers of the generation. V'al hador ha'yosom hazeh ha'ni'omer. And about this orphan generation, I say, as the one mentioned yesterday, Yisharim darche Hashem, straight are the ways of God. V'tzadikim yel chubom, and the righteous shall go on them. V'chassidim yikosh tumom. And chassidim will trip up on them. This is the famous line. This is it. In this print, it's an old set of things falling apart. So it's Italian, this print, in the later prints, they changed it, they did all kinds of things. I would speak much more about this, is misnagdism. Wow, this is really fighting, this is fighting words. Unbelievable. But he wants to know, do you have to say anything? No. You don't have to say anything. You don't have to say l'shem yichud, it's automatic, it happens by itself. And he says, at the end, he says, kama chashash kitzutz minitios, kasher ha'inu kol devim mofes. Now people say the wrong thing, which is called the katzutz minitios, which literally means cutting the plantings, which of course figuratively means apokursus. He accused some of the chassidim of being apokursus, in effect, over here. Kasherina b'mofes, we've seen ourselves. Pshita sheyesh levatel shlo yechamin klal. Yes, don't have any kavanah for the mitzvah. V'dayi she'osa mitzvah l'shem mitzvah, don't have any of these higher kavanahs. L'shem yichud kudshavrichu shchitei. To miru, v'tichilu, v'rechim, forget all that stuff. Just have kavanah to the mitzvah itself. You have to have kesher amitz v'tibel machshav v'maisav. He said, Anshik, that's like, no, they told us what to do. There's nothing which is not found in the Nusach HaTefillah, which is with the bracha, it's good enough. That's all you want, it's no bracha. So then he says, Hinei Neos, Dabba Dabba Kaimitz, is Bori, that's enough. If the bracha wants to have to do that, and Kavana is Pirish Hamilas, V'chol HaTikunim L'mala, Ayla Tikunim, all the Chzim, Tikunim, Tikunim, a Tikun, a Tikun, a Tikun, Nasim Me'elem Ayadei Ma'asein. You don't have to say the shame tikkun. That which the Shoal asked him about the shame, Yachet Shem Yudke B'Vodke. If Yesh B'Zeh B'Shem Hoga Shem, the Isa Dorais, the Hoga Shem Osiyosa. Da-da-da, 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 da-da-da. They would say, Tova Ashtiko, he says, Yishtaka Hadovar. And even Machshava, you shouldn't think these things only perish Amilas. Uvederech say Yes Yelech Betach Loikoshel B'Shum Dovor. How do you like that? That's a powerful tshuva. That's a powerful tshuva. Who was this written to? Rabbeir Abed Dekila Kadosha Gutani. It was written in the year 1776. Chav Beisim by July 4th, no? Chav Beisim, around that time, Prague. So this is when the Declaration of Independence was being signed, so that was going on in Prague. It was snagged against the Hasidim.
What are we
talking about? You're there, Shimon Tzadikim. No, you're the Kama. The Baal Shem was nifted to what? 1760 something? No? Who was anybody to see this? No? 1780 was nifted. Not even a little earlier. Like, whatever it is, if he was alive or he was just around, it was his chassidim was certainly starting to. I got to tell you a line that I once, maybe I heard from Rav Gorelick, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, was a Rebbe in the Yeshiva. He was a real sharp man, and he was a litvak, and all the misnagdus was bubbling and boiling in him. So he was once said a line. Today the Hasidim have taken over the whole world. I mean, it's completely different than it used to be. So he said, he was trying to explain why, we need the Hasidim a little bit. He said in Yiddish, the Hasidim have ruined things so badly, as yet Stafman Zay Hoven, that now we have to have them ready. That was his pithy, they ruined things so badly that now we need them to build things back up again. That was his, he had to concede that, the Chassidim are doing a good job at something. The only reason we need them, because they ruined everything. That was his, backhanded compliment. I don't even want to call it rank out. It was sharp. That was of Gorelick, those who knew him. This is all, of course, a side point, but it came up in the shiur yesterday. Okay. Thank you very much. I'll see you. All right. Now, we start to get back to Pesach and see, we're supposed to learn Yama Talmud, not supposed to learn Kabbalah. So the Yama Talmud in Pesach and Azayin and Amadeis, and the Gemara talks about Pesach V'Kodshim. What's the context of Pesach V'Kodshim? You can't sell someone else's shit. It's here. Mar says, let's say, instead of Allah Shechita, let's say Lishcho. Mar says, no, you don't have to shecht it. So for the question, Pesach V'Kodshim, you have to shecht it, Michael and Meimar. So the Rashash, Rashi says, HaBalam Tzvit Nistav V'Chsiv V'Samach Yodah V'Shochah, says Rashash. Says the Rashash, The Chorum is as steel Ashak, the Choshen Mishpat Shin Pei Beit, Sifkot Dalit, Shekosav the Mishu Moil, Eina Rashoi, Litim Liacher, Es Beno Lamolo, Umvatel Bezeh Mitzvah Saseh. If you don't know how to do a bris, look, you don't know, you can't help it, but if you know how to do the bris, you may not appoint someone else. We discussed a little bit, we learned Parsha Lech Lecha, in the Parsha Shia. You do it by yourself. It's your mitzvah. Hare shchitas kochim. The gam kein itztavu ba'olov. Right, as Rashi just said. U'b'chule shas muchach takon amayu reginim lishchot. Now we know shchit the k'sher bizar. So why they give the kohen the kibbutz to shech the kochim? The violence should have done it by themselves. Therefore, it's a kash against the shach who says that you may not be mechavet someone else with meal if you know how to do the meal. He can be mechavet the kohen and shchit, but you can do it shchita yourself. What's the difference between Pesach and kochim on one hand, meal on the other? Shana, it's the same thing. That's the Rashash's kash. So I saw the Mikroi Kodesh had on this. Have you seen the Teva Mikroi Kodesh? A very nice, beautiful, same where three Pesach Frank. It was one of the Gedolei Olam of a couple of generations ago, the Rabbi Yerushalayim. You had a question, yes? Right. Oh, that's the key question. Do you say Shluchel Kamoso or do you not say Shluchel Kamoso? Do you say Shluchel Kamoso do other mitzvahs for you? I don't think so. I'm too tired after my Krishna. They give my Shluchel, say Krishna for me. Wow, just wait, let's get around the yeshiva. Can you imagine that? Wow. Yes?
Same thing.
No, the Shah said, if you know how to do Mila, then you do. Well, if you know how to do, anyone who knew how to shech would shech his own carbon.
Okay,
I don't believe.
Like
Mar
said, when we asked the question,
he says, "Oh, yeah, but my guess is that I don't think so. They gave it over to the Kohanim all the time, I think. Come to Magen Avraham. That's just the broch about the mitzvah itself. Come to Magen Avraham in Hilchos Pesach, Tav Lamed Beis of Cotton Vav, who says that, let's say, for example, I have a house and I don't check. I make a shliach to check. So the shliach makes a bracha, I'll be a chavetz. Frank the Magen Avraham, how can you make a bracha? It's not his mitzvah, it's my mitzvah. It's my mitzvah. It's my mitzvah. He says, well look, he does the mitzvah, the maisa mitzvah, it's like bris milah. So the mitzvah of the father, and somebody else does the milah, and then somebody else, we know is the moral, makes the bracha. The same as the moral makes a bracha, listen Rabbi Osai. On the meal, which is really the father's mitzvah, so too the shaliach to make a bracha, the bedika, even though it's the balabai's mitzvah. So writes the Magen Avraham, a tough lamb, a base of cotton vav. In fact, the double merivava, that's the no, the biuda. Aha! The same person again. And it's safe, a double merivava on the side of the Magen Avraham. What are you talking about? You can't compare the two. Because you see, there's a mitzvah of mila, that's just on the father. We learned from the Kiddushin. If the father's not there, who does the mila? Who? Bez. What do you mean? Bez. It's everybody. Everyone has to make sure that no kid remains in Oral. So Bez is just, the official body. But really, every Jew has to see to it that every Jewish child has a bris mila. Whereas, I'm not mechiyav to bedikas chametz in your house. It's your problem. You don't do it. It's your headache. I'm not mechiyav to do a bedik. It's a general dinner of Orvus. But, I mean, in terms of a direct chiyav, there's no chiyav. How can you compare mila? It's well established why the bracha is made, because everybody has a chiyuv to do to help with the mila. As opposed to b'dikas chametz, that's the dogma of Rava's kasha. So if you pay some Frank over here, says he thinks the shadow is as follows. What's the machlokes between Magen Avraham and dogma of Rava? It's as follows. Although it's true, if the father is not there, there exists an obligation for everybody to do the mila, and Bez is standing in for them. But the father is there, says Rav Chi Pesach, if the father is around, then the chiyuv is on him exclusively. And therefore, if the chiyuv is on him exclusively, and somebody else does the bris mila, because he says, please mal my son, it's not the pshat of being mal of the Torah's Bez. he's now exclusively on behalf of the father. So the same exact thing should apply. Some of the Bedikas Chometz exclusively on behalf of the Baal HaBayis, the perfect comparison. Where the Dogel Merubavis is not that way. Dogel Merubavis, even if I tell Chaim, be Mal my son, that statement doesn't really mean too much. He's being Mal as a son without me. He can't delegate. So therefore the Dogel Merubavis holds that although I told him to do it, I gave him permission to do it, I gave him the baby. but really he's doing it on his own, because he has his obligation on his own no matter what I told him. Mimela comes out that he thinks the footnote on the bottom that that's a machlokas is in the shach that we just saw quoted in the Rosh Hash. Says you may not be mechabit someone else to the bris mila, and those with whom he disagrees, such as the Ramah argues with the shach that you may be mechabit somebody else. The tzais is like the shach he quotes there in Shchosh Mishmash and the two ashores against the shach. The whole the two on two over there in Yoredeya. Says the footnote here, the Bikurai Kodesh, the Rebbe's grandson, that's the machlokas over here between the Mogan Avraham and the Dogel Merubavis. It's the same machlokas. That became a 3-on-3. Right? Right? Because that's exactly the same dispute. Exactly the same thing. He thinks that that's the shaila. If the father is there, and they delegate someone to do it, is the person doing it on the father's behalf? Or no, doing on his own behalf. So the Mogan Avraham says he's doing it on your behalf. That's the whole part of the Mogan Avraham. That's his comparison between what and what. His comparison between Bris Mila and Karban Pesach. Whereas the Dogel Merubavis holds like the Shach and the Ksatz, not like the Rambam. And he found that except so, but it makes this kind of a tlil. And with this, he answered the Rosh Hash. The Rosh Hash says that the Rosh Hash is against the Shach. Why? Because I shouldn't be able to, the Shach says I can't give my Mila. If I give it my Shechita, here's the answer. The answer is like this. By Kachim, it's a mitzvah on me exclusively. So therefore, if I appoint Chaim Shech this Korban Pesach for me, it relates back to me. There's nowhere else for it to relate. It has to go back to me. But by which Mila the Shach holds, since everybody in the world has his own chiyuv, we call chiyuv bezdin, therefore if I tell Chaim to do the bris mila for me, it won't really be for me. Because he has a previous chiyuv which is in effect incumbent upon him. So therefore he won't be doing it for me officially, halachically, and therefore I'm giving it away. I'm not allowed to do that. By Korban Pesach, if he does it, he has no obligation to be makav my Korban Pesach. So therefore if he does it for me, it's considered as if I did it. But by mila, since he has an additional chiyuv because of Torah like bezdin, then it doesn't relate back to me. That's how he answered with the Dogel Merubavis. He answered the Kasha, the Rosh Hash against the Shach. It's not against Rashi. We can make a distinction between Pesach on one side and Korban Mila on the other. And Mila on the other, because Mila is this new obligation as part of the Torah's Chiyuv Bezel, we call, which according to some possible exists, even if the father's standing right there. The other Shach you may not delegate. And as opposed to Korban Pesach, with no obligation that he has from our Korban Pesach. I'll just tell you one story about this too, that the Rav told us that when Reb Chaim had sons, so he was a brisker. He was deep brisker. So he wanted to be mahadev, he didn't do the bris mila himself. Problem was Reb Chaim wasn't a moil, of course. Reb Chaim was a lamda, a Rosh Hashiva, a gadol b'Torah, but a moil he was not. So, but the ramdash, the brisker, have to do it. It was a shach. Sorry, how could you not do it? So from what the Rav told us, that of course, he wouldn't do things to stop crazy. He had some oil with him, and they have today. They put a shield. So he had some kind of a makeshift shield, I guess, in those days. And when his core, Moshe Soloveitchik, was born, so Reb Chaim did the bris. And then the Rav chuckled and said, when Reb Belvo was born, the second son, the bris Karov, that's the second son of Reb Chaim was born, he didn't do the bris. Why not? No. The mother wasn't left. It's my son also, Chayim Ke, however you show it. I'm not letting you touch this. Your once is more than enough. That was just, a story we heard. So, for this story, you remember that there's such a thing as Chiyuv of father with risk, and you will, unless you're a doctor, you will be Mechavah the Mael to do the risk. All right? Don't be such a knack. The other Hebrew in this world, that's not such a... Thank you. I never even dreamt of looking at my son's person. Forget about it. It would have been, forget it. Yeah? Here, it's in Simen Mem Gimel. He has two volumes of Pesach. It's the first volume. And it's Simen Mem Gimel. And Simen Mem Dal is another interesting thing. He's like this. Wait a minute. I make a shliach to do the Bidigos Chavos. Who makes the bracha? Who makes the bracha? No. I say, David, go check my house for me for Chavos. Pesach, Pesach at night. Who makes the bracha? Shliach does.
Only if he's doing the homework.
Wait a second.
Only if he does the homework.
Wait a second. Both the Rambam says that way. If I tell someone to put a mezuzah for me, I'll make a makah, so the shliach makes the bracha. So the question is, how does it work? He explains over here, HaBracha niskana al maiseh ha-mitzvah. Vari ha-shliach oseh maiseh ha-mitzvah. The Rav, you saw that, I told you so many times. The kiyum ha-mitzvah is the balabos, whether he owns the house for purpose of minikas chomet, or for makah, for mezuzah. But the maiseh mitzvah is done by the shliach. And the Chazal and Misaka and a bracha on a Maisa HaMitzvah. Is there a Kiyum? Sure there's a Kiyum. The Kiyum is by the other person. But the bracha is done by the person who does the Maisa HaMitzvah. What if a carrot, the Balabas, wants to make the bracha? I want to make a bracha, I'll be a chomis, and I'll delegate the whole thing. Can it work or can it not work? So the Prichodesh says, yes, it's okay. And our Hashulchan says, no. This is what we call the whole thing. It says, no. It's the end of Sif Aleph and Sif Cotton Aleph and the Tough Lam of Bays, and they're Shulchan and there's Sif Cotton Sif Dalit. It's a big time achlut. Because we look at the Maram Aquinas and the Prichodesh, one is a typo, I think, and the other one tells you the Hilchot Shofar. The other case is as follows. Shulchan Aleph, I think, is a Tough Kuf Kuf Pehe Gimel, if I'm not mistaken. Tough Kuf Pehe Sif Gimel. The Baal Tkiyah made a bracha of Al Shmuel Kol Shofar. Rabbi Sai, nothing came out. The sun got in there so stark, he couldn't get out the first kia. Nothing. Zero. Just imagine the frustration, the embarrassment. Face gets redder and redder and redder, and nothing comes out. So look, what are you going to do? You wait. At Bosch, you wait a few more minutes, and that's enough. The team is going crazy. The guy's going crazy. So the guy, the guy next, starts going, it's a matter of luck. You know, one year this guy gets a kid. So the question is, Gewalt. He didn't make a bracha. So can the bracha... So the Shulchan Aruch said, yes, it works. But the Torah explains why it works. The Torah says it works because the guy who's blowing is being mitzvah to the guy who's still there with his red face and sweating bullets, and he's also denied being out to the Shulchan. That's what the Torah says. So the Talmud, they both say, let's say the guy walks out in a huff. Just imagine this. Imagine the guy is 5 minutes, he's straining, and then he starts to cry and he runs out. It can happen. Don't laugh, it can happen. And he runs out the door. He just gives up. And the rabbi is sitting there. What do I do now? So some kind fellow walks over, takes the shofar, starts to blow. Now the guy who made the bracha is not here anymore. He walked out. So you can't say anymore that the bracha works for that guy. That guy's not here. Can the bracha of the guy who walked out work for the second guy? Whatever, but the Maisa Mitzvah, so that's the Machlokes, that the Tur would seem to, I'm not sure, it says what, Tur makes sense, but the Machlokes about that point, what about the Taz? That's the same Machlokes over here again. Can the person who's not doing a Maisa Mitzvah make a bracha if he has a, for somebody else?
Once one call came out, there's no question.
Yeah, one call, so began, as we saw in the biggest comment that began. That's the next one, Simon, Dalit. He has an interesting shalom. What happens if the Baal Bus is an O-name? He's a lost relative. So what do you do? Yeah, it's chomus all over the house. So what do you do? So you get someone else to do the biggest chomus. Does he make a bracha? So you'll say that what? He should make a bracha. So the other guy's getting a kiyum, the other guy has no kiyum. The guy's not tied to mitzvahs, he's not allowed to do any mitzvahs. There's a whole discussion. Look in the Shari Tshuva and at the bottom of here, Simon Tov, Lamed Aleph, Sif, Cotton, Aleph. Not sure. What do you do? This is an interesting shahla here. The general shahla about brokers. Okay, I just wanted to do something.
Getting shahla.
He talks about that too. Enough. I just wanted to give you a... We haven't had a sefer in all year. It's a beautiful sefer. A lot of other nice things here. So this is the Mikroi Kodesh on Pesach. Yeah?
Can't you answer that question by saying, by the shofar, when I made the bracha, then I stalked out and whatever the reason was. So So now I made the bracha and I had a mind to be Yosef once, so my bracha was a good valid bracha. But now you are inside the shul, so you talk and you moxie, you make a nice hashtaka. Then I can make a bracha about Kol Tehek, you in mind, and everything was supposed to be in mind. So there's no problem for me. And now you have to make a new bracha because you're a moxie.
If he wasn't moxie.
I can't make it.
If he wasn't moxie.
What? I get
anytime
giving, be massive. And then he
has
to make a brocha.
You want to make a new brocha?
He said he want to make a brocha, so he...
Well, I don't know. It's a brocha shed a tzvichi.
You
don't want to get a
massive.
That's also a massive to make a brocha. I make a bar for eggs. I want to make another brocha. So I'll talk to make another bar for eggs.
What? No.
So the first one was Levantala. That's what's
brocha. Maybe you don't want his brocha to be other one anymore. You have the option to blow yourself later, don't you?
No.
If I make a brocha...
Try to avoid brocha Levantala.
No, it's not a brocha Levantala. I tried...
So up until a point. For mitzvahs, the rule we don't say regular shlichus. So
what's the brocha
then
going on? So in essence, we're saying that according to this reason that the brocha that the guy made is not for the tzibur, then it's for himself. That we're saying, according to that logic, the brocha is not going on the tzibur then.
Well, no, the bracha is not what we call the ma'aseh mitzvah, right?
So, but he's using everybody for that ma'aseh mitzvah.
No, but if he doesn't end up doing nothing, because he walks out, he did nothing. Can an outsider walk in? I'll walk in, I'll make a bracha for you. You want to do a mitzvah, I'll make a bracha for you. I won't do anything. So if you're Yosei, so it works for you, no problem. Right? You answer Amen, because it's your bracha. That's the question whether it is Amen, it would be everyone else's bracha too. That's a question. Anyway, I just wanted to bring it to your attention. Yes? Rashi says, seems to say, that when it comes to Korban Pesach, that you have to do it by yourself. You can't let anyone else do it for you. Abal and Stavu, the Chsev, right? Yet we know that the Shechitas is always often delegated to a Kohen. So too when it comes to Mila. Even if it's my mitzvah, Mila is compared to Pesach, then he's delegated to a Moel. What's the difference? So the Mikroi Kodesh answered as follows. That in the case of, maybe the footnote answer, in the case of Mila, there's a unique extra dimension. That is a chiv, what we call a chiv bez, which is a chiv on all Jews to see to it that milas are done for all Jewish boys, right? So therefore, when the person does it, his mila will be ola, will count towards that pre-existing obligation, and therefore cannot count towards my obligation, as opposed to Korban Pesach, when there is no pre-existing obligation on him to take care of me, and therefore it will count towards my obligation. Yeah?
I just wanted to say, that if, let's say, I make a bracha to motzi you out for shofar, and initially you decide you were going to be yotzi with me. Then
what?
I made the bracha for the whole tzibur, and everyone decided that I was motzi them, and they're being motzi with my bracha.
Wonderful.
Now, all of a sudden, you ended up in already. Now, all of a sudden, you are allowed to decide that I want to be yotzi with the Baal Shofar bracha, and I'll walk inside and blow shofar later. So it's the same case here. You can decide all of a sudden, I don't want to be motzi with the Baal Kedesh bracha, and I'll blow shofar, make a new bracha, and start again. What's the problem?
There was a very simple difference. In the first case you gave, no bracha levatala. Because he was multi 50 people and you were number 51. In this case, the poor guy, he made a bracha and you're making his bracha levatala. You don't want to do that for somebody. That's what I explained to you before. Okay, enough. Let's go back. We are discussing our both in the Nusach HaBracha and Av Zayin Amud Beis. Do you say Al or do you say Le? But in discussing this Nusach HaBracha, we come to a general discussion of what is a bracha. We had the Ritva at the very end said the reason for a bracha is, you know, you don't just walk, you don't just start over with it like this. She miskadesh tchila bebracha. That's how we got started with the Nodav Yehuda. Because the Ritva there said, you should be modia, yigala v'yodia, shu ososam v'nei mitzvah Hashem v'zbarach. That's how we got to Nodav Yehuda, through that connection. So we ended the Shia yesterday. You don't have to say, hinani mechaven. If you have a bracha, because the bracha itself is in the makam, a bada, you should tell the same yichud. That's how we ended the shiur, and we picked it up with.
Is it better according to the? Should you think about it for a minute, or does the bracha do not get?
Don't think even for half a second. Just say the bracha. In my shul, the sphere, the worst, the biggest average is sphere. know what's going on in this world. All of a sudden, sphere, everyone thinks that if people are normally regular guys. All of a sudden, they say, everyone starts making the Shem Yichud. In my shul, they finish Kaddish Gabbal. The next second, I say Baruch. I don't give a chance. I don't give people a half a second to say anything. What? You weren't here by another Yehuda, I just read it to you. It's terrible. Had it printed in all the Ashkenaz Siddurim. Outrageous. That's okay.
No.
Singing it?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, the fancy chazanim. Oh, yeah, I got it. That's right. I was once at a Reed's dinner. Oh, that was so funny. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe what happened. You were there? They were Chava, I think it was Chazam Alavan, I think. What is it? I think it was him. The Mechava was Sphiris Oiva. What? So he gets up there and it was fantastic. Oh, it was beautiful. I mean, what a voice like a bell. Whoever it was, I forgot. Maybe it was, it was a different person, a different chazan. It was one of the people from here, from the Bell School. Yeah, oh, wow, beautiful. Question was, what about my roof? Well, it was serious. That was unbelievable. There was no my roof. And so I refused to be out to them because the shali not supposed to be out, say, before Krishma got some ISIS. So I remember what happened was, we davened Mari after the dinner was over. And then the people who should say Sphira, because I mean half the people said Sphira after this guy. Oh no, it was another crazy thing. As soon as he finished, the MC went Gafar and Vaita. You think he said, Hayo, the Shem Yichud took 5 minutes. Yeah. And the Hayo was something or other. What did he say? Rachli Yavarach, from here on in Selo. And then the MC said, thank you very much, candidates. Our next speaker will be, and the guy just started saying the bracha. He didn't understand anything. What's going on up here? I said there'll be yotze with him, but that's not the minig. Kids, I was not gregarious the whole thing. I got to stand up, because I was stood up. But then I said to you at the end, and the whole people, what do you say? So, yeah, they said to you, go. It was a whole chazanis. But I mean, for chazanis it's very good, but for real life, it's just unbelievable. I don't understand. That's an Ashkenaz Siddurim printers. I don't understand. I said nothing before Sphira. A bracha. Arba koso. There it makes sense.
Why is it bracha then?
No. The bracha is part of pragosha. I'm not against it. I'm not against the Nibuchadnezzar Zuman of the Arba Kaisis or of benching even. It's not that it's by singing. We always care. We sang this for the whole thing. It's very nice. Because in benching, the bracha itself is a mitzvah. So there's no bracha before. You don't say Hashem comes from another baruch brichas amos and then start baruch atah. So I can hear it. I can hear it when it comes to apokosis. That's gar wild. I don't understand. That's not a mitzvah statement. I don't understand. I never say it. Anyway, yeah.
Absolutely
not.
You're bound
not to omit it in a demonstrative fashion. You shouldn't walk out with the Shem Yichud, like some people I know walk out for anything that they don't like. Yeah, we'll get to it later. We'll discuss it later this year. Hallel Pesach. Big discussion in Arab Sochim. Tell you some good stories about that too. We have all kinds of stories. So to walk out, you're not supposed to do. But just to sit, they say the Shem Yichud, and I shuckle the chenei. I'm sorry, I'm saying whatever.
Why does it work?
Why does it work?
I know. So much people do it. People know that you're not saying whatever they're saying.
How do they know? I don't understand. That's Takan Avle shouldn't say. Say without a bracha. You don't want to say a bracha. Say amen to the chazan's bracha.
And then you say hallel.
What's so terrible? The only shout is a bracha, Charlotte. Just answer amen. That's all. Anyway, we're getting too far afield. Let's go. So the Rambam says a very interesting lashon. I asked to see the Rambam. Oh, no. Oh, yes. The big Rambam I have. Oh, big Rambam. Anuchas brachas. On the Maram HaKarim. This is a great Rambam. The Rambam has a lashon. A remarkable lashon. I'm not sure if this wasn't the Maram HaKarim. It could be not.
Yeah,
but I think it was before that. in Perek Aleph, I think.
Sorry,
no matter. Okay, it doesn't have to be an Aleph. Should have been on it. Perek Aleph, Alocha Gimel. Kishem Shemavorchin ala Hanoya, Kach Mavorchin al Kol Mitzvah, Mitzvah, Fachakach Yatza also. And then it's Birchas Hashemach V'Hodoya, which is not a Hanoya, not a Mitzvah. It's Rabbi Perek Aleph, Halacha Gimel. So this word Kishem, the Rav Zatzal made a big deal, a big tarama about this Kishem. And he said that just like Birchas Hanoya, Birchas Hanoya is what he called a Matir, we mean a Matir. The Gemara is in Masechta Brachos. I think it's a Laman Hey, the first half in the sixth parak of Ketam Avarachim. If a person is Nana Me'olam Azebel of Brachos, what? Oh. It's Moal, he's a Goslin, he's not a Min. Terrible thing. So the Birchas Nana is a Matir, permits you to eat the apple, take Baruch Reyes. So the fact that the Rambam puts the two together, and therefore so too, Mevarachim HaKol HaMitzvah V'Hakach Yasel, so the Rav said that Birchas HaMitzvah is also a Matir. And it's the same as it's also to have eat an apple without a bar praise. So too, it's also to do a mitzvah without the bracha preceding it. It's printed in the Rav Sefer, in the Or Tashira, and it's referred to in the Green Book. If you look at the Otsam Mefarash Yatav and the Masechta Sukkah, they refer to the Rav Sefer, which of course they printed, Machon Yerushalayim, same company, give a commercial, and they make a reference to it. And it goes back even to earlier Paskim too, this is so, because it is to do a mitzvah without a bracha. The Rav explained, basically, that it was a mitzvah, it's a chutzpah. Yeah, and I walk over to, and I put on a talis, and I put on tefillin, a chutzpah, who are you? Who are you to put on tefillin, put on tefillin, who are you? Just good. You go over to the Rebbeinu like this, say, here I am, poof, I'm putting on a tefillin. You need a matir. A matir to permit you to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by the mitzvah. You say, Baruch Ato Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, Asher, Kiddushav, Vesosav, Tzivonu. And they say, Lohaniach Tefillin. Oh, you already, you said a bracha, you mentioned Hashem's name, and you praise Him for commanding you to put on tefillin. Oh, now you're already a mechutin. You can walk into the palace of the king and say, okay, I'm going to put on this tefillin because I already greeted HaKadosh Baruch Hu as it were. But just to walk in like this, you can just walk in and hineini. You have to knock on the door first. That's the rabbi used to compare to knocking on the door. You have the same thing that comes to Shmoneh Esrei. You can just walk and say Shmoneh Esrei. Who are you? You have to have a matir. What's the matir? The Pesukah, the Zimra, Ashrei, whatever, something. Pesukah Krishna. You can just walk in. That's the rabbi made a whole yisod about this. So here the matir is the Birchas HaMitzvah. And of course, if it's the Rabbonon, which is the Pashtus, it could be a Kain Dorais, perhaps, because the Birchas HaTorah. Birchas Torah, Sherek, and Shalom, and Sabbath, Tzivonu, Latzok, with the Retoro, or whatever, which is maybe a Doraisa. In any event, this is a Yisod. Could be the Taz holds this way. The Taz Paschas, the Yichas Slichas. If a person puts on a talis, which does not belong, excuse me, he wants to put on a talis at night for Slichas, right? The tradition of Slichas we mentioned during the year was always done when it's pitch black, not like today, at the 8 o'clock minions, and they get 7:30 Slichas, ooh, wow. But in the olden days, it was at 4 in the morning or midnight. So what are you going to put on? What do you do about the talis? The big machlokas are Rishon. You know that machlokas. Is it depend upon the day or night, the Rambam, or the Beged Yom and Beged Lail, which is the Rosh? The machlokas, we know 2 days, we don't know what to do. So we usually put on out of bracha, we said. The talis, why get involved in something like this? Maybe doing an history of a mitzvah out of bracha? Borrow a talis. That's what the talis says. Borrow a talis and sip a tough kuf pei aleph sif cotton base. Apparently, the Oz lo yavar klum. What do you mean lo yavar? Sounds like a sip 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 sip. An iser. Wow. Unbelievable. Yeah?
Why if it's recovered if you work this far, we should still have to make the rough. It should be the material so for wearing it, though.
Cover the TV, don't make a. Not wire the rough. No. I don't think it's cover the TV. Put on a jacket, cover the TV. Bro, sure. The start there for jacket. No rough for cover the TV. Anyway. So the Shach said, Simon Yutes, the one I told you might be want to look at, that the Birchas HaMitzvah, like Birchas HaNenin, can only be made before the mitzvah. After the mitzvah, it's too late. And he quotes an offering of Gemara in Brachas, Afnun Aleph. But the Gemara there seems to compare the two. Birchas HaNenin and Birchas HaMitzvah. The Gemara says the Lashon, Ho v'itchi itchi. If you eat up the apple and say, ooh, I forgot. Now make a bar of praise. Sorry, Charlie. Ho v'itchi itchi. And the same thing applies to Birchus HaMitzvah. I want to do a mitzvah. So I do a mitzvah, and after I finish the mitzvah, I finish lighting the Ner Chanukah, I said, whoops, I forgot. So I lit all my candles, and I said, whoops, I'll make a bracha out of Ner Chanukah. Sorry, too late. Right, that's what the Rambam says. It's against the Or Zaruah. The Or Zaruah, I mentioned a few times, how you can make a bracha even after the mitzvah. After the mitzvah is over, you still may make a bracha. And the Rambam says it's absolutely wrong. It's a bracha levatolim. No way. No way. Now, the Ramah, the intermediate test, says like this. Kansa shchita. So you may not postpone the bracha until after. So you have to make the bracha right away. I shemi is kalkal b'shchita also. But the Gemara discussed that. It's 9 days. And so it's not a problem. We assume the average shaykh is going to shech properly. I may be a treifa. Nope. But, that's one thing, but also we are most famous, so we assume that we're going to be kosher. But then he has a discussion over there, what if the animal is about to die? It may even die in the middle or something between. You make the bracha and then it's amen and the animal plots or something, or it'll become maybe a trade for it. Let's have to look at the details over there. Then maybe you should make a bracha, he says, afterwards. Said the Rambam. Why afterwards? Because you can't make it before because you're afraid any minute the animal's going to die or become a trade for it. It's a little treat. Make it afterwards. And he gives a mashal of tvila. The Gemara is over here, you can't make a bracha before the tefillah because you're only a teger. Can't make a bracha when you're not Jewish yet. So then you're allowed to make the bracha subsequently. So to when the animal's a treifa maybe or whatever, it's going to die right away. So then you make the bracha after the shechita is... Oh, shay. Question. I have only one last question. If the whole nature of Birchas HaMitzvah is exclusively what? A matir. And how do you make a bracha afterwards? About the what? It's over it. Let me there. So I believe the answer is follows. The Gemara says, hold, why can't you make a birchas ha nanin? Forget a mitzvah that the Rav's kiddush. Nanin, the Rambam explained. Nanin, we all know nanin is a matzah. The Gemara says, why can't you make a birchas ha nanin after you finished eating? Why is the Lashon hold the itchi? Since you should have made it early, you didn't. And now it's too late. By mitzvah too, you should have made it early, it's too late. You get to the Gemara different fears are, it finishes up, that if you couldn't have made it earlier, then it's not too late. Why is it too late? Well, I need a dice to try as follows. I think I put my safer somewhere. That Birchas HaNanin, aside from being a Birchas HaNanin, which is a bracha which is matir, it permits you to eat the apple, it's also a Birchas Shevach V'Hodah. It has that dimension also. Except if you were supposed to make it before you ate the apple, which is not only a Shevach V'Hodah, but also to be mata the apple, you did not, you were negligent, you forgot, as the case may be, and the rule, hold the itchi itchi. If you blew it, you blew it, you can't make up for it now, too late. But if you couldn't have done it at the time for some legitimate reason, then you can in fact make the bracha afterwards, not as a birchas matir anymore, too late, but rather what dimension remains, no, birchas Shevach V'Hodah. But if you forgot and didn't do it at the beginning and you didn't what it should have been made, so you may not even make it later as a Shevach V'Hodah, because it's too late, itchi itchi. But if you couldn't do it, then you may make it at the end, with the Rabbi Huda, with the Rambam, what the Rav said, Taz, good, very nice.
Quarter is already that this year you made the Mitzvah having Rambam. What's the Shulver? How do you do Shulver? Well, then it's just a fun, try again. If you hold the Mitzvah, how do you do Shulver?
Right. Here is the Raivin in Hilchas Brachos Perek Yud Aleph. Unbelievable Raivin. Alatifas Titus. Well, Hanochas Tefillin. V'ein okein, wrong. Shari mitzvah so kol ayom lefona, but they can go on the rest of the day. Avon netilas luluf. Kevin shik biyo nifta mimenu kol ayom. Once you pick up for 1 second, you pause it completely. What's he saying? al atifas titzis val hanochas tefillin. V'ein okein, wrong. Shari mitzvah so kol hayom lefonav, you can go on the rest of the day. Avon netilas lulav, kevin shikbiyo nifta mimenu kol hayom. Once you pick up for 1 second, you pause it completely. What's he saying? What's the Rambam saying? What's the kash against the Rambam? I thought Rambam would agree with the Rambam. Rambam would agree that you would make, in fact, le haniach tefillin, le sadeh mitzitzis. Why? Because it has mitzvah so kol hayom. Why did the Rambam say the Zvara, according to the Rambam, you'd make a bracha of ala nochas tefillin, ala tefillin? Where did you get it from? How did he know that? He himself admits that lulav is different because lulav is only a 1 second mitzvah and tefillin is an all day mitzvah. So I couldn't quite figure out around Rambam knew that the Rambam would say differently, so then he could argue with it. Like a straw man. He built up a straw man and then he argues. I don't know. That's one hour on the Rambam. Then there's another Rambam. Yeah, lulav, but Agabe now is better. 1 second, that's it. The rest is just the Hebrew of Alma. Anshe Yerushalayim. What?
So maybe that's
the Gemara's kash. The Gemara answers al because it's you were yotzi beforehand. So Rambam explains. Say he the Rialma. Yeah. An inyan. We'll call it an inyan. But most people don't do that inyan. I have a yonim in the world. One person I know, he holds the whole during the whole entire davening. Beginning to the end. He's there an inyan. We don't do that. Says the Rambam to the next shtickle in Rambam. Al mikra megillah. According to the Rambam's formulation, it should have been Likro Megillah. Why Mikra Megillah? So he suggests, that's the kasha of the Rambam against the Rambam. So he has a suggestion. V'im Yomar Kol Mitzvah Shibit Divrayim Omer Al. If you'll say every Rabbanan, you say Al instead of Le. Why? Shehi Ke'ein Rishut. That was yesterday's Shir. The Ritva said basically on the Rambam, and Halacha Yudalad, any Mitzvah which is a Rishut, you don't really have to do. You make a bracha al. Hashem doesn't command you to do this. It's a general matter what you commanded about. So then you'll say, well, the Rabbanan should be like considered a rishus. Why on the level of the Raisa, there's no such commandment. You can't say Hashem, Asherik, and Hashem, and Savit, Sivan, and Lil. Not true. Never said it. Hold on. As a kasha, kashli, ner chanukah. We do a ner chanukah. We make a bracha, lahazak, ner chanukah, not the Rabbanan. Well, he says, one teret. No kitzvah, mahajim and a mahajim. I'm not sure what that answer is exactly. It's not so specific. Okay. Two, we name Zua Brocha Hakukpa ala Nereshiva Mikdash, Shein Shal Torah. The Fichar Asa'u Kishel Torah. That's the Rabbit says. So what's the Hezbollah over here? That's what the problem is as follows. The Rabbit is bothered by the problem I mentioned before. What do you mean I share Kiddushah with the Tosav and Tivonah? Not true. Hashem commanded to do this mitzvah derabbanan. It's simply not true. It's a lie. So who asks this kasha? The Rambam asks the kasha. In Perek Yudalef Halacha Gimel. The Gemara asks kasha. The Hechem Tivon gives an answer, but you don't know what the answer really is. But the Rambam gives a very interesting and little known answer. No, people don't know this Rambam. It's a Perek Yudalef Halacha Gimel. The Chen Kol Mitzvah Shebein B'Divrei Sofrim. They mitzvah shibitz kol v'divrayim, v'kur begillah, v'lagos ner shabbos, v'lagos ner chanukah, chemitz shu ein l'chol v'kigon, eirub t'tiru z'dayim, v'vorach ala kol, kodol ha-tiyotim, ha-shek ha-shom, v'sav v'sav v'lasos, v'heichon t'ivonu v'atoro. Where is it? Where is it? Says the Rambam as follows. Shekot t'vo asher, yom v'lachot t'ate. Okay, no sauce, right. Nimtza, inyan ha-dvor ha-batzon kapu. Asher kiddushana v'mitzvosa. Now look at this new pshat, it's wild. Hashem commanded us with his mitzvahs. Now add a number of words, which are not in the actual text. Shetziva bahen l'shmoa me'elu sheh. He added what? 4.5 words. Shetziva bahen l'shmoa me'elu sheh. And then what comes afterwards? Tzivanu l'adim ne'er shulchanak. Whee! What did he say over here? What did the Rambam say? That the Pshat and the Bracha by the Rabbanan did, Asher Kiddushan v'mitzvosov, Kodesh Baruch Hu commanded us, sanctified us with his mitzvahs. What mitzvah are we talking about over here? Ashayom lecha ta'ase, right? And then we say the word v'tivana, which means what? HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to listen to those who v'tivanu. So v'tivana doesn't mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us. But rather means what? Asher k'shem v'sam shetziva v'en l'shmo me'elo shetzivanu. This should be shetzivunu. I don't know, but all right. Those that commanded us, lahadik ne'ashel chanuka. No, the kudos means sivunu. That's hard to believe. But a little poetic license. That's what the words mean according to the Rambam. A remarkable interpretation. A remarkable. So the Rambam was born with the same problem. How do you say sivunu on the Rabbanans? You know the answers? Depends on you, how you finish. Sivunu le can't do that. And Hashem never commanded us to do this. Tivanu al, God commanded us about these things. That's certainly true. And she told us lo sasur and lo yitzchiyavu chatase, and it's all general terms. It's like mishus. That's what led the Rambam to this conclusion. It was bothered with the kasha of the Rambam. How do you say the nusaf? They gave his own answer. You say al. How come even by mishus? So it can be better rabbanim for sure. That's because it's a special case because they used to face a Migdash at Lahadik Ne'er. So it remains, you know, yeah, before it remains, the Mora remains. That means it's remained from one case to the other. Oh. Now the Meiri discusses the question of Megillah, which we brought up yesterday. Why would Megillah would say what? Al Mikra Megillah. Should have been Likroas on Megillah, which is what we saw just now in the Rambam, right? Rambam says, am I right? Yeah. Rambam said, just read it. What did I read? Some of the Farish. Tesva, one second.
People, go.
Oh, Gimel, I think you're right. No, it's Raivit. One minute. That's right. Likros is Amigillah. Because no one in the true ever made Shabracha. Likros is Amigillah. Nobody ever. Sure, not about Paris this room, Baruch Hashem. But Baruch, do you make on the Megillah? No? Ah, Mikra Megillah. The cross of Megillah. What's going on over here? No, Chas V'Shalom, Chas V'Shalom. Chalila V'Chalila. He says, why is it that way? Why do they say Al? Why don't we follow the Rambam sheep? So the Meiri says, because very often in the olden days, they had the people from the small community would read the Megillah early. First Mishnah, ever know the first Mishnah Megillah? Yud-Aleph, Yud-Bey, Yud-Gimel, Yud-Aleph, Tetzvah. And very often a Ben here, a city boy, would go out into the hinterland to read the Megillah for those people who didn't have a Valkyrie. Says it all in the Meiri. One minute. And such a guy can't say B'tivanu, Likro. Hashem never commanded to read the Megillah on the 11th of Adar. Only on the 14th. So you make a lotion, al mikro, which as we said before is more general. That's how the Meiri explains.
Then the next one, but since the case exists, that happens.
Right, we're not going to discuss that. That's a complicated story. We spoke about it a couple of summers ago. Yeah. Shmo, we discussed that before.
Right, no, I want to discuss it with Rabbi Shofar, but here, Mr. Rabbanan, I won't answer for Mr. Rabbanan, now that we're saying you can't say with Mr. Rabbanan.
Maybe the Rabbi would deny the Bahag and have the Nusach Al Mikra Megillah, or for everybody, or Al Shmias Megillah, Al Mishma Megillah, the Lashon we saw somewhere. Our Nusach, by the way, if you look at the Shulchan Aruch, I think we make Al Mikra Megillah, but the woman makes the Shmo Al Megillah. So it always bothered me, how come? He makes it a lashon what al, and she makes it a lashon. What's the answer?
Yes.
He, it was usually about Kari. The Balkari usually makes the bracha for many, many people in shul. So it's al, and so she's making it for everybody who doesn't have to read himself. He goes with somebody else. But she's making the bracha on shmir. You have to hear yourself. You have to read yourself. You have to hear yourself. That's the shot.
That's Ron. That explains on essentially
which is
putting together.
Right. I am a chenam. According to the Ron. That's my horror going to the Rambam. Because usually it shows the man who reads the Megillah, and traditionally correct, most Orthodox Jews. Whereas a woman, she hears it, so she doesn't really say for others. Let's not go into that enough.
She doesn't answer
anything
to the
problem, like she could answer. Fine with that. The Meiri also quotes a Hashlama, the Sefer Hashlama, one of the earlier we've shown him, who says, you know why we say Alvir Chametz? Why do we say Levar Chametz? Back to the rules from before. It's a mitzvah reshus. The Meiri quotes a Gedolei has something, which they, in the bottom they say it's Sefer Hashlama. He never quotes names. So it's Gedolei Rabbanim, Gedolei Apostolim, Gedolei Mechabrim, you know. Those, I just read off Rashi, the Rif, and the Rambam. I think gave you their nicknames in the Meiri. Everyone has a name. It quotes Chedeya that you make a bracha, it's only mitzvah to Rishus. You know why? Because if you know there's no chametz here, you don't have to check. Tefillin, there's no way out. No way out of tefillin. It's impossible. This is the Hashlama quoted by the Meiri. So to Megillah, he said, you don't have to read the Megillah. You can listen to the Megillah. I don't understand what he's talking about. I don't understand it. I thought, Charles, if you listen, you're really reading to what principle, the world famous principle? Shomei HaKohen. That's what I thought. I guess it doesn't go with Shomei HaKohen. I don't know. Funny Hashlama. That's what he said.
Because against what we said before, that the
deacons
really
should come in to know you're doing it. Yeah, but if you haven't been eating
any comments since the last... Okay. Rav, with this we have concluded this inyan. Now we're ready to begin a brand new Indian, completely new. You see from the Ma'amah Kovas, I told you before I gave him out, he's in effect really kutiv. End of the parable. We're not going to go, after we get to the Chesam and Aleph, Kalmoko, we're not really going straight. The truth of the matter is, if you think about it, our entire limud until now was just discussing the first line of the Mishnah, no? Mamash. All our ba'asar, boldness, and chomas are on there. Period. Period.
Or
never. Huh. Period. That's all. We've learned only one line of the Mishnah. We'll, of course, have many black Gemara. And then we're going to learn a few more Mishnahs and a little more Gemara before we go into Hazorah, have a Bechina. And then we'll mention the second parak, probably in the middle of the parak, when we try to go straight. We shouldn't have to skip too much in here for that. Okay. Says the Gemara as follows. Binani Mili. Why are there on there? Or Rav Chisda, Lamanush, Metziah, 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 Mechibus, 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 Meneres, 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 Metziah, Metziah, Dechsev. Ksiv Hocha, Shiva, Tzom, Yisrael, Eimot, Vavatecha. Uksiv Hosa, Vayachapes, Pagod, Al Hekin, Avakot, and Kilo. Vayimot, Seh, Amas, Tavia, Vavtachas, Binyamin. U Metziah, Mechibus, Didei, Mechibus, 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 Veneres minet of Siv, Ner Hashem, Nishmas Adam, Chofes, Chokhadribot. The Kitza, these things to me are complete asmachta. The Ran, that's funny, funny Ran, on the first day. The Ran at the beginning of the year, we saw enough stuff Aleph there, but you can't tell me that the Zikas Chomet is the Rabbonim because they quote Psukim. Very hard to understand. I don't understand really what the Ran makes a big deal out of this, out of these, this whole series of Drushas. The Pashas is not really a din. The Pashas.
Not exactly quoting all the
Tzukos in the Torah. Yeah, that's an excellent. Well, I don't know. Take a look. Tana, let's read it. Let's read it now. Tana, let's read it now. Leila Yadalat Volkness of Chomasaraneh. Afafish and Rana of Azekhla Dov. Shenema Shiva Semim Solomon Tzubateka. Solomon Tzubateka. Solomon Tzubateka. Solomon Tzubateka. By the Zol, the Kel, the Katon Kilo, they see. Achabes, the Shalayim Benez, the Menereshem, Nishmat and the Chofes. It's the same thing. It goes over here, Zechel and Dover. Yes, it's only a Snach to be Alma. the return, the recabolin, it was not really a regular din of the stops.
Why do we call it the return to the Yiddish Shemitah?
That's the reason that the Shem is brought doesn't look so clearly for our affairs. In any event, that is a good bedikah. So therefore, bottom line from all these brushes, you have to use a candle. And both here's the sunlight or the moonlight. You can't use what we call a Havdalah candle, a torch, right? Or a real torch for sure. Why? The same business. We saw this once before. What kind of women are Orachama? In name of the Chotzer. If it's in the yard, I'm a rabbi, Chotzer, and a Tricho Bedika, and a Sha'orvin, with Suya, Bishan, the birth that care the problem, they give it all the Chomets. Elabak Sadra. It's in an aksadra. What's an aksadra? Portico. What's a portico? An aksadra. Yeah. All right, whatever it means. Oh, my rabba. Aksadra la ora nivdekes. That the portico can be checked by its own light, by the sunlight. Rashi says, la ora shalom nivdekes. Ben tzorok la hobi la ora aneh v'layla. Ela both kibayom. What's an aruba? A skylight. Okay? What's what? Where? Udahe. Either behind the aruba, I'm aksadra. If you're talking about right underneath the skylight, the sun shines right in, mama's the same as an aksadra. Ela, let's start it. It's off to the side. It's off to the side. So therefore, it requires, you don't say the oran of death. Avukalo, Rama Rava Maidasiv, Vinoga Kaortia Kranayim Yodalo, Shom Chevyon Uzo, Lama Tadikim Doma Bifne Yashkina Kinevne Avuka, Rama Rava, oops, Lama, Lama, sorry, not Lama, Lama, what? There's a Tadik as compared, as light as he is, there's nothing as compared to the Shkina. Rama Rava, Avukala Havdala, Vitzim and Avuka, oh, that's very nice. But for the case of that, why? A nair can fit it in the little corners as opposed to a bigger torch. From Zvinamar, Ze'orol Lefanav, Ze'orol Acharov. What does that mean? Orol Acharov says, Rashi Ve'odam, Ha'ofso Lefanav, Ubodeh, Gizuch, Ein Yofel Lebdika, because the wife's going to come back towards you. Pabamah, Hai, boys, Vailo, boys. Very important. What do you mean, boys? Miss Yorish lo Yavres al Pais, Ben Libo al Abediga Yafes, busy spread of making the house burn down. There are cases, by the way, of this. There are cases of people whose house burned down in the Abediga Yafes. Yes. Ravina Amar. Could be. No, I'll do it. Whatever you say. I don't know. I haven't been in enough movies. Okay. Rav Amar, Hai Mashach Nahura Vahai Mikta Piktufe. Rashi explains, On a Nimshach Umara Kumkomo, Benadolik Fitzis, like a Shabbos candle, just to say calm, cool, and collected. Where the Havdalah candle, Victor Victufe, Nifstak, Kofet, Tamid, Mishnah Kotzimul, it goes jumping up and down, it's not steady light. Let's get now to the very important Nakuda for this Gemara. You think it's a Pshadafin Gemara? What? That's very important. I don't know what you use for Vidikas Chams, I'll tell you what I use. I use a flashlight. And a flashlight, the Dav.
the dafka fresh lunch. I would never use again.
Not even for the beginning?
Not even for the beginning. I'll tell you what. The near daiti, it's very possible you're not yotzu the candles on it there. Why? One word.
Voice.
Voice, exactly. In those days, there were no electric lights. Everyone, you know, played with fire all the time. There was the candles, that was the only source of light. Today, when I see a fire, you know, Shabbos candles get me nervous, Chanukah candles get me nervous, Havdalah candles. For us, fire is a dangerous thing. We don't have this. You're gonna take your candle and go into the Chorom and Stockholm. I'm gonna go under the bed, and the bed is, you know, so flammable. I'm gonna go look under the bed with my candle. No way. That's what happened to the guy whose house burned down. Took the bed, took the candle under the bed. Not taking any candle under the bed. Forget it. I'm more scared of my candle than they were scared of torches. They were used to it. So in my opinion, you should use a flashlight, bedavka flashlight. The flesh I'm not scared of.
What about
Patience. We're coming to that.
What about feather?
Ooh. Feather is Kodesh Kodoshi. Ooh, wooden spoon. Hold on, we'll get to it. Hold on. Well, we'll come. Tell them I'll tell them somewhere. Put it in. Hold on, sir. One minute. So. Hold on. The Rosh in Siman Yud Aleph, the first Bar Malkum here, the Rosh Siman Yud Aleph, makes the following remark. I want to thank David for the Bar Malkum. Appreciate it. The Rosh to the Nogu Ashkenaz. Shein Bokin Ela B'Ner Shel Shavo. Only a wax reuse. Havalo B'Ner Shel Chelev. Refer to the drip on your utensils. Gam lo b'ner shel shuman. Shuyore shemiyatif al kli acholov. Shuman is fleshy, it's milk, it's perhaps wild. Gam lo b'ner shel shemen. Shumitziyore shemiyatif al abigodim. Ruin your clothes, be a time frame. Gam en yochol achniso the chorin of the zdogin. So you have all kinds of minhagim which are found in Ashkenaz. Alright? So, the Mishnah Brura writes in Siman Tov Lamed Gimel, next time the Bible comes, a difference. If you use these kind of funny candles from the less than recommended materials, nope. But the Yevet, at least you're Yotze. But if you use an Avuka, even with the Yevet, you're not Yotze. Even with the Yevet, have a Mishnah Brura? Can I bother still one? Even with the Yevet, you're not, that's a very strong statement, even if you have it. One thing at a time. Over the Yemen in Barak Laral Vuka Eno Chalabdika. The Tsarach Lachal Izzo Chlorane Yechidi. Shal Chela Vishal Shuman Bidi Yemen Chalabdika. What's the Machlech? What's the bottom? A couple of interesting sources. He quotes the Maran Avram, the Chod Yaakov, the Pichodesh, the Old Kamachonim, who the low Kitaz. Taz says, look, even in Avukas, but Bidi Yemen, that's so terrible. That's the Machlech as a post. If you look at Rabbi Eider's Sefer, I heard that in the other Beit Mevish. No, it's not nowhere to be found. That's what everyone would have it here. They told me it's safe here on Nechus Shabbos, and on Nechus Nida, and Nechus Tefillin. Everything's here above what we need. I'm very sorry. I have in your room to bring it tomorrow. I also have it in my room. But I assume that everyone has it in the first volume. But there'll be many copies here. I'll pay about pay. You look it up, let me know if you think it's different, different shot. You want to correct certain things I said. In his Sefer, he quotes from Rav Moshe in that he thinks Perek Zion, or a Pei Aleph, that a flashlight is better than a candle. Doesn't tell you why, doesn't say anything, but I think that's the reason what I said before. People are afraid to use candles today. That's what I think he means. Yeah?
I'd also say the Swarov day is very gripping and so on. There's a little bit of that by Shabbos as well. You rip, you put clothes,
and then also there's consideration. That's true. Flashlights, you don't drip. The, the Yerushalmi says an amazing thing. And it's quoted by the Sharatian here in Sukkot and Zion. The Yerushalmi says that, I don't know if it was a scientific experiment, it's hard for me to believe, but that's what it says in Yerushalmi, that by day, you can't do a bedika, even if you use a candle or a flashlight. So Sharatian Zion says not only if it's the light of day, that we say, what, Shraga the Tiara Mayahani, we sort of go back on a dollar, I think it was, that what the purpose of a candle in the middle of a very bright day, it doesn't achieve anything. And he goes further and says, I feel him who buys awful, it's pitch black, no windows, nothing, so you shouldn't do the bedika by day. Why not? Unbelievable, Sharatim. Because Zion. Ner, Meir, Yosef, Balayla, Mivayom. Can you imagine that? Yeah, it could be based on the Balayla. Or Ron, Ron, the Ron says so. Goodbye. Ron says so. So, why? I think I mentioned it before. It's a Medrash or something like that. By Noah. I think it's coming up in Parshas Noah. Well, by Noah, then Soar. Soar tossed him. Soar was a diamond. So I didn't know what a day or night. If it's a window, you can see. If it's not, if it's a diamond, it has, you know. So I believe it's a Medrash that says that by day it would dim and by night it would glow more. I would feel that. Doesn't matter. As a katza, kind of part of the teva, the candles glow more in nighttime than in the daytime. Whatever maybe. Whatever maybe. Okay. It's true. It's true. I can't argue. Yeah. Good question. Is a flashlight or on air or not? I call this chazal or on air. What do you say? Could be it's a there. After all, it has a fire in effect. Oh, fluorescent. Good question. They have a fluorescent. I never saw my life a fluorescent flashlight. Oh, they have fluorescent flashlights, right? New. So it's better to use it than the old solid incandescent flashlights. Still have plenty of them. Interesting. By Shabbos, the post said by Shabbos, you make a problem. How did Nesh Shabbos? That's Rav Moshe. I think was quoted somewhere saying. Only incandescent and not fluorescent. So it's not really a nair. Could be. So why take a chance? So when it comes to Shabbat, it doesn't have no choice. You're in a hospital, and the only light they have there is a fluorescent. So no, I think you can rely on the other possible Krieger on my shoulder. I don't know if I'm printed it, stand his name. When it comes to flashlight, that's always easy. You get a regular flashlight for $3, and there's a regular incandescent bulb, all right? I recommend it. That's what I do. Afraid to tell it to the camera. Cheaper one. Whatever it costs. Okay, on both sides. Now, Aruba. Yes? What? Sharatian said that even if you're in pitch black, you're indoors in the home, and every single window shutter was tight, there were no windows, no. Nothing. No source of natural light whatsoever. You put on a candle, it's gewaltig, it glows so brightly. Just the window in the dark. So the shadows isn't dumb. Even if it's completely darkened into your eye, it's still the some of the candlelight brighter at night than it does by day. I'm not sure if it's a scientific statement or a metaphysical statement. I don't understand what it is. That's what it says. Oh. We mentioned before Aruba. Aruba is the Ora Nivdekes. Says the Mishnah Berurah again, what happens if the Aruba has a glass? You have a skylight. The sun is shining bright through, but we have glass. So the Mishnah Berurah, according to the Magen Avraham, said what? No good. glass.
Well, those days the glass
was frosty.
Very good. I think you're 100% right. That's what I thought. I was Mechavan too. I think it's the Marasham. One of the Marmakomas in the Hilchos Shabbos quotes this Marasham, I believe it is. Das Torah. But he says, wow, their glass wasn't see-through, their glass. They didn't have the technology to make our glass, you can see right through. It was very... whatever was cool. I don't know exactly how it was. It was pretty... more than frosted. It was dull. You couldn't really see through. But today, our clear glass is okay. That's what the pulse can suggest. So if that's the case, the sun shines bright on top of your house. You have a skylight, and it shines right straight through it. So then we should say it's good, even though the skylight is closed, because that kind of glass is so clear, crystal clear. Aspaklari ameiro. It goes right through. But I don't have to switch fancy stuff. If you were to assume, 1 minute please, if you were to assume that the glass is a din of regular glass, well then, one thing is certainly clear, that our lights, even no matter how many watts you have, and 1,000 watts, but it all comes through glass, so then it would certainly be no good. A flashlight also has glass. No, plastic. First of all, my house is a glass world. But even the bulbs still have glass, right? But more than that, our flashlight is not meant to simulate the Or HaShemesh, the Aruba. Our flashlight is meant to simulate the Or HaNer. It's nothing against the Zuchukas or Or HaNer. It's Zuchukas when it comes to the Or HaChama. That's what... But anyway, but in any event, I think it's correct what you said, the glass, the different kinds of glass. The glass that we have it's in the Hilchos Pesach and Perek Zion. Or HaSamachei, quotes from the Das Torah. You know it's irrelevant. You know what comes up? It comes up by Abdullah. Chaim Oizer, the Chassad of Rocha in Vilna, was makpid to make Abdullah the Boravarish on an electric light bulb. Makpid Bedach. Why? In those days it was a fairly new invention. People thought you'll have to do it on Shabbos. They made a mistake. So to demonstrate there was an Isid Doraisa on Shabbos, he would use it for Abdullah to indicate that it went through. I thought that the brewer says you can't use, if you want to use something Abdullah, you can't have schuchas. That's schuchas, if you quote something about it, it doesn't work. I was wondering that their schuchas, which was dark, today's schuchas, and it's under frosted, you can't do. But a perfectly clear glass bulb, I thought with the average of the Chad Gadol, I know, you want to make more admiration. What's the line? He's the other way, you don't make more admiration. I'm stuck, it's only something we should. Kiddush Levana? Sure, that the Boston Hasidim did it. The Baba Hasidim, excuse me. The Baba Hasidim about 10 years ago approximately, the Hasidim wait, the Ramah, we also do it, except for the Gra. We wait till after Yom Kippur to do Kiddush Levan. So what happened? Ramazel, Shlamazel, Leil Yud Aleph Tishrei was cloudy, Yud Beis was cloudy, Yud Gimel was cloudy. And there was only one night left, and it was again cloudy. So some Baba Hasidim flew to Boston and back. And the whole purpose of the flight to Boston was just to say, Kiddush Levan.
In the airport?
No, in the airport. Boston was also cloudy. Boston was also cloudy. They know, they flight to Boston goes over the cloud cover. So they went special. Zeppelin Duck, like he's talking, I don't think they better hold the glass. That would not have been a good idea in an airplane. Even if you're above the custom, it's not a good idea.
So,
brisk
is not cleaning
with
you. You don't even
read
the Torah with glasses.
Yeah, the brisk is glasses. What's it have glasses? What's the point? We assume that the mice, I guess we assume it's clear glasses. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, but you can't see the actual fire. You just see light. You want to see fire. So we assume that the candle basically is fire. Filament is it.
You look at a flame, actually there are two points of the flame, the outer flame
that
you see in the inner brewer post, which is really the fire which you bring around. So,
alright, oh, maybe you're right.
So that,
yes, sir.
First, I think originally by the creation of the water, it does seem to say that the fire is the
yeah.
What about by a wedding? You know, the Indian
family. Wedding?
Hachat
Kiva, Shabbos Hashemayim. They put a glass there. Sure, they put a glass. It's a grape. Open it up, of course. The whole thing is up to Nistar. The whole reason for it is you should have a bracha that you should have as many children as the stars in the sky. Friday night, and the stars are still in the sky. You just don't see them. Of course, you could say the ceiling. The stars are still in the sky. Well, but you want to, it's the minig. It's the minig. All right, it's not a bad minig. I'm not opposed to it. But it's not the akif in my mind. Some people go to the most extreme lengths to make sure that they get married. Tachas kippas ha-shamayim. Outside, in the pouring rain, and the snow, and in the sleet, and the hurricane. No problem. I've been to many such weddings in Borough Park. What's it called? Torah Vieira, out in the street, on Hamilton Parkway. And Royale, out in the street on the and McDonald Avenue, the trains are coming by, no problem. The clocks are coming there. Ooh. But at least in the Royale, if you want, you can have the people inside. And they just open up the door over there. Like in Rabbi Cohen's daughter just got married, so they had it in Vayoyal Moshe, in Williamsburg. All the weddings that I've been to Vayoyal Moshe, everybody's outside. But it was a little bit of a rainy night, like that. So everybody's sitting inside, and the chuppah was right outside by the, I was just at the border over there where that big thing is. Of course, the smart money knows that the only way you can see in this case is to stand outside. That's what I was smart. I just came late, so I ended up being right outside. I ended up being the chazan for that wedding. It was an unbelievable story. Yeah, can you top this? And that wasn't the wedding. I came mamish late. I mean, because I had stuck a terrible traffic, I had to pick somebody up, and I couldn't park the car. But you know, it's hard to come late to a Jewish wedding. How late to come? It wasn't to be later. So I came in, and as I come in, I came down the ramp. Have you ever been on a mushroom? There's a ramp coming from the expressway side. You go down the ramp, and there they are. There's the chassid standing under the chuppah. And I walk in and see, I'm standing there. I'm coming there, and I had some bags with me. I was kind of, and a guy says to me, "Do you sing Baruch Haba?" So I say, "No one else?" There were only about five people out there. Either they were tone deaf, or they were nervous, or they were, so I said, "No one." I look around. Mama, the Mokum, She'ein, and Noshim. So I sang Baruch Haba. I never sang Baruch Haba before in my life. But that's how you sing Baruch Haba. Ray, the right niggin, it came out all right. The funny thing was, no one had seen me yet. I just came, and you couldn't see how I was. It was a little opening for the chuppah. You can hardly barely see the chazan kala, and I was off to the side. No one saw me, and I started singing Baruch Haba. Many people were looking at my own wife. I recognized that voice. What's going on over there? What's happening? And all the Tamina, the ones my chevra were there, and, you know, the rabbis in the high school, all of them learned by me in the shiur, so they recognized them, but, oh, what's going on? It was very funny. It was a very interesting story. So it was all minute, because that's such a shkach up front, that I came late, I was so upset, I got stuck in the FDR drive, and I had to get off, and then I was stuck in the line, it was all such a come late. But not just because I came late because of the Baruch Haba, I was lucky to be the chazan there. Then I had to sing the Mivot Tziach afterwards. The guy said, the whole discussion, who should sing it, what the tune. P.S. I think one of the eight Kedushim was gay. I got called him as eight Kedushim. P.S. Top this. In my opinion, I ended up being the Masada Kedushim. What happened? A very interesting story. Long story, the last year's story. This is a new one. They called up the Masada who was the Chosin's grandfather. Chosin's grandfather was Rabbi Castle, a man in his 90s, who was a 1 week after the Chasa, he became an Avelis. He's the brother of the Rebbe from Feinstein, Olei Hashon. The brother of Ramosh. He had a chut to bring Rabbi Moshe over to America. He was one of the Rabbi of Toledo for 47 years.
No,
that's the very common name.
Yeah.
But anyway, so he was called up to the Sadek Kiddushin. And he was, you know, he's a man over 90. So they, you know, and it wasn't a flat surface, but they had was on a bit of a platform. So one of his sons, the other son, comes and holds him. The grandson comes and holds him. And he walks up the step. He says the two brachas, brought for a girlfriend, And the Kaya Shama Shabbat Hu is very nice. He'll thank God with a good voice. He came, he finished the brachas, and he went right back to his seat. Well, good, very nice. The Chassid drinks the wine, the Kaya drinks the wine, and then everybody's standing there. There's no one to run anything. Chassid was there, the Kaya was there, and Cohen was there, and then Rebetzin and the other two of them. And if five other people out there, nothing's happening. So I said to the other eight Kedushin, Brudny from Pilot Pop and Edison, I said, you know, you better take your charge over here. I don't think he had a Kedushin in his life. He's up to Rosh Hashiva, a Rebbe, I don't know about him. So I asked the Chassid all the questions that we went last year. Did you win? Did you buy with your own money? And we went through the whole story. Okay, Aiden, you know, watch. And we did Aiden. Sure. I was an effective in that condition too, but that all because I came late, got stuck in traffic. Anyway, you never know what kind of stories. I gotta tell you another story. Once we're on stories, before we go back to Pesachim, this story is another great story. You know, I'm in the tape business. I mean, that whenever I'm in a car, I can't stand the radio. It's terrible. And I always like to have Torah tapes. So I'm always looking in the market for new Torah tapes. So my brother gave me Etat Chasna, as a matter of fact, he gave it to me, I think, then, or whatever. One summer came to Greece, he gave me a tape from Rav Zilberstein, from Bnei Brak. He's a son of Rabbi Yosha. So he gives the Mishnah Berurah Sheen. Very interesting. I only heard an hour, but the hour was so fascinating. You know, you got stuck in traffic in a car, and you put on a good Leverdick and Torah tape. It makes the time pass much more pleasantly. So I never really heard the Shia on Yochas Mechaba, which is Mishnah Shin Lama Dalet. But he said, okay, before we start, let's discuss some of the challenges that came up on Pesach. Oh, great, I figured we're going to hear from Pesach, we're going to hear all the challenges, I'm learning Pesach, we're going to hear all the challenges that came up on Pesach. What challenge came up on Pesach? Unbelievable. There were people, he called Agat the Rebetzin, this lady, and who had the Ksuba as well. And the Kiddushin, see your face, was it? And the Kiddushin? Yeah, it was Kiddushin. And what did you use for Kiddushin? The ring. And she goes, the ring. So he asked. And whose ring was it? I don't know what prompted them to ask that question. So she says, this is my ring. She says, so he asks, tell me, did the rabbi ask you anything about the ring? Yeah, he asked the band. Yeah, he asked me, did I steal the ring? Did I...